The phone hacking scandal that started in 2011 is still making headlines across Britain in 2013. On Wednesday, police arrested a further six News of the World journalists in connection to phone hacking. The police say the six who were arrested had been suspected of a conspiracy to intercept voicemail messages alleged to have taken place during 2005 and 2006. The list of arrests is on the rise as the police continue to hunt down journalists suspected of criminal activity in the past. The British police are currently conducting a number of inquiries and investigations, not only into phone hacking, but also into computer hacking and bribery by journalists who have and are working for Murdoch-owned newspapers in the UK. Richard Pepiat is a former tabloid journalist. He has spoken out against the unethical forms and techniques of journalists to sell stories. Something interesting to the public is not always in the public interest, he says.
So you've only got to think back to originally News International saying that phone hacking was all the work of one rogue reporter. We now have 55 arrests and rising by the week. So where will it end? Who knows? Many people thought the arrests had ended pretty much and that it was all settling down. But it appears that the new arrests are part of a new inquiry, a new set of leads. How many more people are going to be arrested as part of that investigation? Who knows?
The hacking scandal had led many to call for increased regulation of the press industry in the UK. An official inquiry was launched, headed by Lord Justice Leveson, into the practices and ethics of the British press. His conclusions were bold and significant, but experts believe the government is too reluctant to implement strong regulatory policies because of its closeness with journalists.
Lord Justice Leveson criticised the closeness of the relationship between journalists and politicians. And what we see with the Conservatives' Royal Charter suggestion is that, in fact, it's still a problem that we have behind-closed-doors meetings between senior newspaper figures and senior politicians who are writing up something that's very soft, allows them pretty much to carry on doing exactly what they're doing. And for many people, such as myself, I think the only way you can effectively regulate the press is with some legislation, with some law.
With police investigations still going on, the extent of criminal activity by journalists at Rupert Murdoch's former News of the World tabloid is yet to be seen. The verdict by analysts is that more arrests are likely to happen. Hassan El-Khatib, Press TV, London.